Gardeners might not be thinking about planting veggies right now, but the fall is the perfect time to plant garlic. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Garlic is a member of the allium family. It has lots of relatives, including leeks, chives, and onions. These vegetables add bold flavor to our favorite recipes. When we think about planting spring flowering bulbs like daffodils, tulips, and crocus, we plant them in the fall. We want them to overwinter so that they will bloom in the spring. Garlic isn't any different. We plant it around October and can harvest it in June or early July. So where do you purchase garlic? You can go to your garden center and buy garlic there, or you can purchase it from online bulb companies or seed catalogs. A few suggestions for varieties would include Inchulim Red, Chesnock Red, and Purple Glazer. When planting garlic, it likes a nice, loose soil. You might want to work some compost into the soil just to get it loosened up well, because you'll want the bulbs to expand and get larger. Apply about 3 pounds of a 10-10-10 fertilizer per 100 square feet and mix into the soil before planting, or fertilize according to a soil test. Pull apart each garlic clove for planting just like you would when you're using it in a recipe. Then just dig about 2 inches deep and always put the point up. Plant the garlics every 6 inches in rows that are 2 to 3 feet apart. We may not see any actual growth until next spring. It's a lot like planting tulips or daffodils. You may not see anything come up until the spring. But in the meantime, you can put a small marker in the area where you planted your garlic so next spring you don't plant something else over top of the same row. Make sure to water it and apply a layer of mulch to keep down weeds. In late spring or early summer, when there's only 5 to 6 green leaves left, that's when you're ready to pull the garlic. Dig them and take them to an area that's cool, dry, and shady to let them harden off and to let the skin cure. Store garlic in a cool, dry area so that it lasts and doesn't sprout too soon. If you want to learn more about planting garlic in your garden, contact your local K-State Extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!